Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. Hope you all are fine and taking a very very good care of yourself. Good, very good. Well dear all, how many of you think that education, or I could say knowledge, can be compared with ocean? Can you compare education or the knowledge with ocean? Well, dear all, today we will be learning about that famous personality in our Indian history who earned the title of Vidyasagar, meaning ocean of knowledge. Who was he? I have already given you a hint, so keep patience to know about him, right? Each person is born with the very individual qualities and potential. We as a society owe it to women to create a truly supportive environment in which they too can grow and move forward. These words would have been never seen in reality. These words would have never seen in reality. Why? As the condition of women was not good during that time period when we were struggling hard for the independence. Many laws or many rules and regulations which were the part of our Hindu society did not thought about the emancipation of women. So these words would have been simply a words if this generous man would not have been in the society. Yes, dear all, he was none other than Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, a man who was a great educationist, a philanthropist, who did a lot of work for the emancipation of women in the society. Not only this, he was a foremost figure of Bengal Renaissance, whose scholarly contributions to the Sanskrit and Bengali are equaled by the social reforms done by him for the women. So, are you all ready to learn about him? He was born on 26 September 1820 in the district Midnapore of West Bengal. From 1829 to 1841, he learned Vedanta, Vyakaran, literature, rhetoric, Smriti and ethnic in Sanskrit college. He took part in a competition testing knowledge in Sanskrit in the year 1839, and for this only he earned the title Vidyasagar, meaning ocean of knowledge. In the same year, he cleared his law examination. So he was very well educated. And he joined Fort William College as a head pundit in the Sanskrit department in 1841. In 1846, he left Fort William College and joined the Sanskrit College as assistant secretary. Right? Now, the very important work he did was he supported John Eliot Bethune, who was an educator, mathematician and a polyglot, to establish the permanent girls' school in India, Bethune School, right? In the year 1851, he became principal of Sanskrit College. The year 1854 was very important in his life, as in this year only he started his campaign for widow remarriage, and finally he made British pass the famous Hindu Widow Remarriage Act in the year 1856. He voiced up against the women's oppression and he brought up the magic of William Shakespeare's life in Bengali literature by translating number of his plays. So he was a great worker, a great social worker, social reformer, right? And his work, his contribution, we can never forget. As a good educator, his thoughts were revolving around women's status in society. He felt the pain of women in the society, and all credit goes to his mother. He was very closely associated to his mother, who always made him understand the sufferings of women in society. So he felt the same from his heart, which was a kind-hearted gesture, right? He introduced Borna Parichay, Introduction to the Letter, which is still used as introductory text to learn Bengali alphabets. Not only this, he associated himself with the prestigious journalistic publications like Tattva Bodhini Patrika, Som Prakash Patrika, and Hindu Patriot. You may find more. So a man with exceptional strength of character made British to realize one important fact that they need to introduce that important Widow Remarriage Act, and that is why he was successful in this. He died at the age of 70 in the year 1891. After his death, Rabindranath Tagore said, "One wonders how God, in the process of producing 40 millions of Bengalis, produced a man. He still is alive with his teachings. And when a person does a good work, his deeds are always memorable. We do die, but our deeds are always alive. So do something remarkable, outstanding, and that you can do only when you learn from these extraordinary men. And then only you can become extraordinary. Be connected to me, and till then, take care of yourself and bye-bye."